Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Ah, yeah, well, it's on Skype, so it must be somewhere in the middle it's going wrong then.
Just 2 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the other phone. Sorry? No, I'm just on the other phone with the work call. All right, see you in a minute. All right, then. Bye. Hello.
Hello. I don't know what went wrong there, then.
No, and I've been on Skype all morning.
How strange.
So the only thing I can think of is at one point, instead of switching the speakers on, I switched the switch that just powered off the computer.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
I don't know if I fucked something, but I'm sure I don't think I have. I think I just probably kicked something or something.
Yeah, knocked a cable out or something or snapped.
And you know the way, you just end up with spaghetti junction at the back of the
computer. Yeah.
So. Anyway. Okay. We're talking, and that's all that matters.
Yes, there we go. Sorted. Right, what are we going to talk about?
Right, so we've got the wave going.
Yes. Have you had a chance to have much
of a look? Yeah, no, I've had a full look through it, right? And the question is, right, I was going to make comments, but actually I sort of got a wee bit lost. Not in... more that actually I didn't quite understand how to use the wave, rather
than
that you'd written. I wasn't sure where to put comments, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is it. I kept changing it as well, which probably doesn't help. But it's quite confusing.
Yeah. So that was the minor problem, right? Was that it was just a little bit confusing as an interface to read, not your text.
Yeah. Maybe it's not the best medium for.
I'm not quite sure about it. Anyway, but what you sort of focused in on right at the very start. Right, is this broader question of what can be detected at node level that suggests properties of global networks, yeah?
Yeah.
And so that seems like, from reading through and trying to follow threads through it, right, that seems the overarching question that you've got.
Yeah.
Right, and as a big PhD research question, that's completely valid, really interesting, and fucking huge.
Right. Okay. Brilliant. That's all right then.
Right. All of those comments were good, apart from the huge bit.
The huge bit. So that's probably where the other bits come in then. To hopefully.
Yeah. No. So now you narrow it. The rest you narrow it. So try and narrow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typing away there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. The word huge.
It's huge. Yeah. The jump that I couldn't make in my reading of this, right, was the jump from this sort of natural dynamic networks, right, which I think it's really, actually, it's a really important thing in any PhD to make a term up.
Right, okay.
Right, because, you know, you have to be able to say, this is my thing. Okay, so I'm quite cool with that, except I didn't know what it really meant. And I got a bit lost, although, you know, I know the broad background to this, right? Between that and human proximity and movement and I was just sort of like, right, okay, what are we trying to actually tie down here?
Right, yeah.
Right, and then, of course, we have the delay tolerant network stuff and blah, 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 and then you have various experiments listed in there. And I'm not quite sure, right? This is the bit that I... where we need to focus in on. I'm not quite sure what the link through all this stuff is.
Right. Okay.
What the storyline, okay?
Yeah. I am the same, actually, because the stuff on here was a little bit of just a bit of a brain dump, really.
But I think that's great, right? I mean, it gives us a whole pile of information.
Mm.
Right? And so it's just a matter of working through it.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not too worried about the fact that it's a brain dump.
Okay.
But I think we need to get much closer to a storyline before we start saying, no, we can't do experiments, right, without having a real strong reason for doing them.
No, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be, you know, and you have to be able to say, even the experimental structure has to match the questions, the answers you're trying to get.
Mm.
Right? So at the moment, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's... What I've put on there, I don't think it's very... It isn't very explanatory, and it doesn't really fill in all the... It probably doesn't tick all the boxes and say, yeah, this is a good idea. I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
which hopefully will come if we can sort of get together and talk about it. And
well, I mean, all day tomorrow with nothing in the diary.
Oh, wicked. Okay. Well, maybe we could get together tomorrow then.
Yeah, and I'm quite cool to that. But I have one thing in the diary. I'm meeting Owen in my office at 11. But apart from that, I don't have anything.
Okay.
I'd rather do it in the morning than the afternoon.
Yep. Okay.
But I did want to chat beforehand because I want to sort of try and understand which bits of this that's in front of me we're going to be focusing in on tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that I can just give it a bit more thought. Huge equals bad.
Yeah.
Well, huge equals, it's more that huge equals too much.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bad, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Wow, I typed. What I need to know for tomorrow, what I need to get in my head tomorrow so I can re-go through this is, okay, you have a definition of natural dynamic networks.
Yeah, just made up off the top of my head when I was typing it. Yeah, but I quite like the idea.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not too worried about that, right?
Right, okay.
What you have to be able to convince me tomorrow is the natural dynamic networks as a concept doesn't already exist in the literature.
Right, yeah.
Right, so that's the starting point. And then you have to be able to convince me that here's the end game, the experiments, right, that you might construct or case studies are actually interesting for some reason. We might learn something from these that no one's ever learned before.
Right, yeah.
And I have that, that leap is the bit that's missing. There's all sorts of bits in the middle.
Hmm.
Right? That you say, is a generic thing that we can extract from people that we might use for opportunistic networking or routing.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's grand. So what you're trying to say, I think, is there are some common structures that recur in everybody's interactions.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And I think you're trying to say that those common structures appear in sort of in random orders and in random structures, in random ways, but that you can use that information to drive the dissemination process through a network.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I mean, and the idea being that I haven't come across those yet. But I think you're very right in saying that you need to find out if someone's done this already.
I'm not too worried. There probably isn't, not from my, you know, my background in this. I mean, it's not a huge background, but I keep a finger on the stuff, and I'm reasonably sure that it isn't out there. But, you know, I have to work hard to distill that question out of what you've written there.
Yeah.
Right? And it would be really nice to have, you know, the one paragraph storyline that we both agree tomorrow that we only change if the experiments tell us it's bollocks.
Right, okay, yeah.
Right, as opposed to we change it because something else interesting comes along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean, because that's been what's happening over the last little while. Things keep changing.
Yeah. So. I mean, of course, we change it fundamentally if you find that, like, you come up with a paper and say, look, someone's done exactly this.
Mm.
Right? But I doubt, I mean, it's highly unlikely. But there are two highly unlikely events. One, it's highly unlikely that nobody's thought of an idea that you've thought of.
Mm.
But equally, it's highly unlikely that someone has done exactly the same piece of work, has done it in the same way, and is going to do the same experimental process.
Yeah.
So, you know, whilst I don't expect it to be completely and utterly unique, and if it is, if we might just win a few prizes, equally, I don't expect us to find the gotcha paper.
No.
Right? So I'm not too worried about that, but I do want a really hard, rigorous, here's my definition, here's what it means, here's what am I going to experiment on in the next 3 to 4 months.
Right, okay.
You know, and then you go off and you just do shed loads of experiments, and we come back with a pile of graphs, and we say, okay, yeah, that bit worked, that bit doesn't work. You know, and you, there will be.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, do you get that?
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying, yeah. So, okay.
You just lost as what to do as a consequence of that.
What's that, sorry?
I said you're not quite sure what to do between now and tomorrow morning, though.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, oh, right, what do I need to do now? Yeah.
Yeah. So what I would suggest, right, is start a new wee bit at the end of the wave, right, and just write in there 6 or 7 bullet points max, right? So just these are our talking points for tomorrow morning. And try and structure them, right? So you're going to distill out of all the stuff you've written in that way. The first one is, here's my definition of natural dynamic networks.
Yep.
Next one is how it's different to other people, the way they view networks.
Okay.
Right? So the third one is, if this definition is true, then we can do the following. A, B, and C. Yeah?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, if we can do the following, we should, the experiments we need to construct are, you know, and you can just write quick bullet points. You can talk me through them tomorrow.
Okay.
You don't have to write tons of text. I'm not after that at this point. But that sort of builds me up a little bit of a storyline.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
And that can be the starting point for tomorrow. We can say, right, do we believe the first statement that nobody's done this before?
Right. Okay.
Right? And what I'll do is I'll go off now and I'll do some digging in the literature.
Okay.
See if I can find a few rocks to throw at you.
Okay, cool.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, and if we can defend that bit, then we can say, okay. And then we need to really question, right? You're going to say, if this is true, then you can do, you know, we conjecture that we might be able to do the following. Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
And then we can throw a bit of rocks at those and say, well, you know, is that, you know, does it give us anything at all? Is it of any benefit to do this? So get your arguments prepared for, you know, if we can do opportunistic routing, what do we get out of this? Why is it any better than the routing strategies we have at the moment?
Oh, right. So sort of almost like a justification about why bother?
Why bother, right? Because I really want to be in a position, like, and I'm sure you do as well, that we have this paragraph tied down and you know, right, for the next 3 months, your head is down, writing experiments and collecting data to prove this point.
Yeah, I really, really would like to do that, yeah. That's the thing that's been worrying me most recently.
And you just need to be able to, and then you can come to me every now and again and say, actually, you know, I'm really having struggle with this experiment, so I can't get that data, so we need to do something different. And right. That's much more of a structured thing that I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah?
So that's where I want to get at the end of the meeting tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Okay. That would be cool.
What I want to feel really comfortable that you've thought through this argument.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, I don't even know if this what I've written on here is really much of an argument at all. It's just a little bit of waffle, I suppose. Quite a lot of it. But I suppose that's what I'm going to have to do, aren't I?
I think to some extent that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's lots of stuff in there, but I wasn't sure what you were telling me.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so, but leave all the stuff in there, just put at the end, like, one little wave bit and just a few bullet points, you know. If you want to write a few sentences, like, grand, but don't get carried away with writing. It's more about, give me the sense of the argument, and then we'll work through it tomorrow.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'll be in from 9:30.
Okay, cool, well, I'm normally in.
I have a meeting at 11:00, so we can either do it first thing and go for breakfast afterwards.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay.
What time, at 9:30?
Yeah, cool.
Yep. Okay.
If I'm in early, just knock on the door, but you know, you don't have to come in earlier than that if you don't want to.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, cool. And we talk about the other stuff as well tomorrow as well.
Oh, the laptop, that's fucking leaking.
Yeah, we'll do that another time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, see you now.
All right, brilliant. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.